Today, I'm in the northeast and with my friend Steph, who I've known for a very long time, and which will all come out in the wash in a moment. And we're on holiday for a weekend for the first time ever for just the three of us, and it's brilliant. So, Steph, when and where did we first meet?
Well, I think it was the first year of secondary school. And I think it was on a trip to Saffron Walden where we had to walk, I think, about 13 miles. We stayed at a youth hostel, and I'm pretty sure that's when we met for the first time.
Yeah.
And then continued our friendship in school.
Because we weren't in the same class.
No.
We were in next door classes.
I can't remember which room. I remember being in the home economics room in the first year.
Right.
Up the stairs, sunny hot room.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember knowing where your room was.
I
must have done.
I think we were next door because I think we were in the other one. I think I was in the other one upstairs.
Right.
So I think that's there. So the next question, do you drink tea?
Yes, I do. But I have for many years thought, I had to drink tea, as it was the grown-up thing to do, and I'm British, and everyone seems to do it. But for many years, it's taken me a long time to like tea. So I started with normal tea, and that's okay. And then Earl Grey, that was quite nice, I suppose. But my favourite tea is jasmine green tea, and I don't drink many other teas now apart from that.
Lovely. That's the next question, what's your favourite tea? But definitely
it's jasmine green tea. And I think it's because I had a spa day many years ago. And I was treated to a spa day. And part of the spa day was having a meal at the restaurant. And jasmine green tea was on the list. And I thought, that sounds very healthy. It was all when, oh, green tea is fabulous for you and you should drink green tea. And I thought, well, I'm on a spa day. I'll have green tea, jasmine green tea. And it seemed very relaxing and very, almost like a treat. And then when I realised I could have that at any time at home, that's the tea I went for.
So are you transported for a moment with the fragrance of the tea back to the spa day?
I think I drink it too much now for that to happen every time, but every so often I say, oh, it's relaxing, it's nice, yes. It has good vibes.
So the next question is, how do you respond to the statement, Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
I think it's probably sleeping. I'm not a churchgoer, but I think it is human nature to need something to believe in. And I think that probably goes in waves. I think, unfortunately, disasters can bring on peaks in that. But I think it's probably sleeping. I think humans will always need something to believe in, whether that's through Christianity or through any other religion. I don't think it'll ever quite go away.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Now, your children are at Catholic school.
Mm.
So we were talking earlier and thinking about what were the good things for them about being at a Catholic school.
Yes, so I'm not a Catholic, but their father is. So they have been to Catholic primary school, and the eldest is now at a Catholic secondary school. And I think they have a great ethos, and I suspect that's the same for any church school. I think there is a great ethos of looking after each other, of thinking about each other, watching out for each other, and nurturing each other. So I think that is probably a very good benefit of them being at a church school.
Yeah, how do you see their schooling different from our schooling from when we were at school? Or is it just very different?
I think education's changed so much that the differences are more to do with government and how schools are now compared to when we were at school. I think that all the big changes are to do with that. I'm not sure I could comment on whether church schools are different in that way.
That because
makes sense.
Sometimes I say things to my children and they say, our school is just not like that, when I make an assumption about what school was like for us, and they are just incredulous that school was like that.
Yeah, I think that's more to do with government rather than whether they're at a church school or a normal school. Or I don't think I could compare our schooling to what to a church school now necessarily, because all schools have changed hugely, and the way things are taught and the focus. I don't think I remember when we were at school having specific things about PSHE, for example, about learning about each other's well-being. I think I just remember there being your normal academic subjects.
I don't think we had any PSHE.
No, I don't think we did either.
We had the great giggly stuff about the sex education.
Yes.
And we had the period talk.
Yes, with Matron.
And yes. I think that was it.
I think that possibly was. I do remember getting a video in primary school, at the end of primary school, though.
Right.
And it was all very mysterious, and I don't think I was particularly bothered by it at all. And yes, mishearing things on the video at a very early age. It's probably a sign of my hearing problems very early on. But I'm not sure you'd want my misheard vocabulary on this particular podcast. I don't know.
Well, we might save that for a different podcast another time. I'll talk to you about that later. I'm trying to remember the other questions that I've got for you. So the other question I wrote for you was, do you see the church having any positive or negative effects on the pupils that you teach? So you teach younger pupils.
I teach quite young pupils now. I see no impact on them at all. They don't mention it in school to me. And at the moment, I'm not teaching RE. So it doesn't come up in a conversation with them. When I have taught RE in the past, some children will volunteer that they go to church or they go to a mosque. But I don't see it as particularly having an impact on them. It just seems to be normal and other children just accept that. But I would say it's a minority rather than a majority of children that mention, oh yes, I went to church this weekend.
So what happens about sort of Christmas and Easter stories and teaching for you guys? Is that something which you have in a Christian focus, or is it a different way that you do that?
The school I'm at does have a Church of England focus, so we still do Christmas story, Easter story, significant events like that. But we do, as I think all primary schools do, we teach about other religions as well. And the children are always very curious and very keen to find out more and ask questions. You know, why don't they cut their hair? Why do they wear those clothes? Why does this, that and the other happen? And it's always nice to get a visitor in for that, because although I have a basic understanding of quite a few religions, it is only a shallow sort of understanding of it, because I don't follow those religions. It's always good to have a visitor in for that bit, so they can really get some in-depth answers if they need them. Because they'll often ask me something and I'll say, I don't really know, but we could try and find out. Or I'm not sure that I understand what you're asking there. Can you explain a bit more? And it'll be something quite deep. And I'm like, well, because I don't go to a mosque and do this, or because I don't follow that religion, I'm not sure I can answer that question. But we could try and find someone that could come in and answer. And sometimes you get a parent that will come in and let the children ask questions.
So, I guess for me it's strange because I'm involved in two really big primary schools. They're both Church of England primary schools, and so one of them I go to, and I do collective worship, a school assembly there, maybe once a fortnight, maybe twice every 3 weeks. So I'm quite a lot on the road to there at the moment. And one of them has a real kind of connectedness and a different way of doing things to the other in its very extrovert way. So I'll tell a Bible story and we'll think about how that fits in with their theme, which is their kind of, it could be kindness or generosity or those sorts of themes that run for the 6 week term period. So we'll think about that. And I'll say, would anybody like to come and pray about this, on this theme, and about 40 or 50 of the 260 pupils will then put up their hand, mm-hmm. and I'll choose four or five who'll come up at the front and then lead people in prayers. They'll just say their prayer out loud at the front, which I have never found in another school at all.
It's never happened in my school.
And the other school that I work in have a bit more of an introvert approach, in that people write prayers in their books, and sometimes they seem to be a bit of a grammar and handwriting exercise, if I'm honest. Like, you've used your fronted adverbial in that prayer, haven't you? But they then have time to think about it, they'll write something down and they'll come out and read it out at the front of the assembly, again on the theme. But they're very much church primary schools, and I think that's quite unusual to find anything like that outside that setting.
Yes, I mean, we're not a... Although the ethos, I mean, it says we follow a Church of England ethos, our assemblies, our weekly assemblies, will be more on a PSHE style thing of thinking about each other, or what do we do if there's bullying going on, or and there will be a prayer said, but it's more adult-led. The children aren't asked if they want to. I'm not sure you'd get any volunteers that would anyway.
I think it takes a long time to create that school environment, and where that's just what happens normally.
Mm. Yeah, that's very different from our school. Yeah.
So we've got two more questions. Mm-hmm. The first is, and I ask this with some trepidation, what's the most fun that we've ever had together that's broadcastable?
Now, you're very fortunate that I've been so busy since I first saw the questions. I haven't had time to regurgitate everything through my memory from the last 35 years, or so 36 years, something like that.
Something like
that. So you're quite fortunate that I have been very busy. But there are many things I can think of. That first walk was fun. I remember it poured with rain. Or no, that was another one I'd went on. We went on a few years later as helpers, Sarah and I. And I have photos of us looking like drowned rats, I think.
I don't think it rained so much at Suffolk Morden.
It was quite dry, that one.
There were some really muddy bits.
Mm.
I've never really been a big fan of walking through Hertfordshire and Essex.
Mm.
It's not the most exciting bit of country.
But I did also think about Cypher holidays. Mm-hmm. They were a hoot. I seem to remember, this must have been at one of your youth thingy-majiggies, us playing the piano or doing a Smith and Jones sketch. Vaguely rings a bell. Does that ring a bell to you?
It does. I'm not sure I can remember.
Did it? But that was quite unusual.
Yes.
Walking along, all three of us, with our pushchairs, with our first children, through St Albans. That was a moment. Not necessarily the most fun, but it certainly was a moment. So I think there have been plenty.
Mm. There was the piano-a-thon.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yes, 12 hours of playing a piano. I'm trying not to run out of things to play. I think there was an awful lot of repetition to raise money for a friend to go off for VSO, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, yes. So we weren't even going. We were raising the money. You were playing and I was very definitely support team for that.
Yes.
So we've had lots of fun.
There's been lots of moments.
So the last question is, what's your favourite thing which begins with T?
I would say at this moment, trampolining. And this is not just bouncing on your garden trampoline. I'm following my daughter's footsteps, or bounce steps, as she started trampolining about a year ago. And it looked so much fun, I thought I would join in. So it's proper trampolining on proper trampolines with a coach. And it's great.
Why do you think you like it so much?
Because it's energetic. And I need exercise. Without exercise, I can be quite grumpy and down. So it's fantastic exercise. It's good fun. It's a little odd because at the moment I'm the only adult there doing it. The rest are from age 4 to, 16. So I do stand out like a sore thumb. But I did discover that it's a little bit like flying at times. When you go from my latest move, which was a swivel hips to a front drop, and the bit where you go from your seat to your front, it just feels like flying for a little nanosecond. It's great.
Wow. Yeah, no, that does sound great.
It's fab.
I don't think I'd manage it, but maybe.
And I have promised my horrified daughter that I will be doing somersaults by Christmas.
Right. Well, I look forward to hearing the reports about that. So, Steph, that's great. Thank you ever so much for speaking to me today.
You're very welcome.